It's Psalm 107, I'm from the Message. Oh, thank God, he is so good. His love never runs out. All of you set free by God, tell the world. Tell how he freed you from oppression, then rounded you up from all over the place, from the four winds, from the seven seas. Some of you wandered for years in the desert, looking but not finding a good place to live. Half starved and parched with thirst, staggering and stumbling on the brink of exhaustion. Then, in your desperate condition, you called out to God. He got you out in the nick of time. He put your feet on a wonderful road that took you straight to a good place to live. So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. He poured great draughts of water down parched throats. The starved and hungry got plenty to eat. Some of you were locked in a dark cell, cruelly confined behind bars, punished for defying God's word, for turning your back on the high God's counsel. A hard sentence, and your heart so heavy, and not a soul in sight to help. Then you called out to God in your desperate condition. He got you out in the nick of time. He led you out of your dark, dark cell, broke open the jail, and led you out. So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. He shattered the heavy jailhouse doors. He snapped the prison bars like matchsticks. Some of you were sick because you had lived a bad life, your bodies feeling the effects of your sin. You couldn't stand the sight of food, so miserable you thought you'd be better off dead. Then you called out to God in your desperate condition. He got you out in the nick of time. He spoke the word that healed you, that pulled you back from the brink of death. So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. Offer thanksgiving sacrifices. Tell the world what he's done. Sing it out. Some of you set sail in big ships. You put to sea to do business in faraway ports. Out at sea, you saw God in action, saw his breathtaking ways with the ocean. With a word, he called up the wind, an ocean storm, towering waves. You shot high in the sky. Then the bottom dropped out. Your hearts were stuck in your throats. You were spun like a top. You reeled like a drunk. You didn't know which way was up. Then you called out to God in your desperate condition. You got out in the nick of time. He quieted the wind down to a whisper, put a muzzle on all the big waves. And you were so glad when the storm died down and he led you safely back to harbour. So thank God for his marvellous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. Lift high your praises when the people assemble. Shout Alleluia when the elders meet. God turned the rivers into wasteland, springs of water into sun-baked mud. Luscious orchards became alkali flats because of the evil of the people who lived there. Then he changed the wasteland into fresh pools of water, arid earth into springs of water. Brought the hungry and settled them there. They moved in. What a great place to live. They sowed the fields. They planted vineyards. They reaped a bountiful harvest. He blessed them and they prospered greatly. Their herds of cattle never decreased. But abuse and evil and trouble declined, and he heaped scorn on princes and sent them away. He gave the poor a safe place to live, treated their clans like well cared for sheep. Good people see this and are glad. Bad people are speechless, stopped in their tracks. If you are really wise, you'll think this over. It's time you appreciated God's deep love.
That is a description of God at work when we get into a mess or bad things overtake us, because God is good and he will see us through. For instance, there was a description of people who are lost on the journey of life. It's terrible to be lost. I was lost once as a child in the most horrific experience of my life. But anyway, God will seek the lost, says Jesus, until he find it. He'll not give up on one lost person. So when I was vicar in London, and at my church was at the end of the central line, and it got around the ladies of the street in London, there was a church where you could start life all over again, the end of the central line. I remember Pauline standing before me, drunk, could hardly stand, reeking of alcohol in my church. Church, I mean, in church, but a bit different, our church. So she stood there and she says, I'm lost. What can you do for me, Trevor Deering? I said, I can't do anything, but God can. She says, I have a child sitting on the back row of this church. I don't know, it's my child, but I don't know who the father is. That she would have had so many fathers. And she cried, did Pauline. And what happened to her? The lost. She became an assistant matron of an old people's home. She rang me up one night and said, Trevor, I got married yesterday to a wonderful Christian man who knows all about my past, and he is adopting my little girl. He came, did Jesus, to seek and to save that which was lost. Still doing it. He'll always be seeking anybody who is lost. Then there is an account here of people who are sick. Again, it seems to deny the goodness of God that people should be sick. And it's been my privilege over the years, 60 years, to minister to sick people. People sometimes lying in bed with all hope, having been given up for that person. Like one person on the way to Southend when I was again in London, and we arrived at the house and all the curtains were drawn and they said, he's dead. Too late. So I said, Jesus, we arrived too late. The Lord said to me, if he speaks to me ever so clearly, he said, you didn't. Go in. So I went in. He came out of bed. Pardon? He came out of bed. He's dead, I said. Get him out of bed, sir. Oh, Roseanne. Go out of bed. Go out of bed. As far as I know, he then started playing football for one of the league clubs. So, you can be as sick unto death like that. Couldn't have been more sick, that young man. But God is against sickness. In the Old Testament, when he's declaring his name, he says, my name is Jehovah Rapha. That means, in English, I am the Lord who heals. And I am means my very name and nature. So what God is saying to Moses to tell the people is that he is in himself healing. I am is his name. Rapha, the healer. That's why we have meetings like this afternoon with confidence. To ask God to come, he was already here. Few. People in prison also are mentioned there. Well, I've visited prisons and preached the gospel in prisons and seen the captives. Like in Singapore, when 42 convicts suddenly went crazy and they began to bang their heads on the concrete, bashing their brains out. They were captives of Satan. I learned that they had worshipped Satan in the form of a snake. That's why they went on their stomachs, as if they hadn't any backbones. That day the Lord used me to set free 42 prisoners of Satan in Singapore jail. He still does it. And a storm is described for those at sea. Remember Jesus being on a boat, Sea of Galilee. Great storm arose. Yeah. Disciples were terrified. Don't you care that we perish? He was asleep. It seemed. Why was he asleep? Because he was in control. No matter what the wind and the waves did, he was in control. So he just said, peace be still. And there was a great calm. Sometimes a storm is not with us at sea. Very few these days. But the storm can be the events which are happening in our lives. When bad thing after bad thing, illness, stress, one thing after another, piles in upon us, not just one at a time, but loads all together. That's a storm of life. Being hit by so many bad things, bad news. And the psalmist says, you reel to and fro like a drunken man. But God speaks, peace, be still to the storm in your heart. It's built in mine. When I lost my wife after 57 years, he spoke. In an accident, they suddenly, I was in turmoil. Peace, be still. Great calm. So, these are some of the things which God will deal with in our lives because he's good. Sickness. He will deal with our lost spiritual condition. He will deal with bondages, fast bound in iron. Those bondages aren't very often in prison for us, but we can be in prison in our hearts. People, drug addicts, alcoholics, don't want to be, but they're in prison. They can't get free. They shake and they can't break the bands. People lost in sin, in pornography and all sorts, can't get free. But speak the word and they shall be free. And again, seen so many set free from bondage. They weren't in prison. They were, but it was in their lives. So that is the God we adore. Our faithful, unchangeable friend. Charles Wesley wrote this. I like this sentence. Whose love is as great as his power. Read that. Don't get it at first. His love is as great as his power. And neither knows measure nor end.